506 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. It is hot, and this is just the way it's going to be. Had somebody send a note. Hey, listen, Jeff, it's always been hot in the summer. You're absolutely right. We didn't need no stinking water. Well, I don't know. I grew up living in the city in Philadelphia, so we all had we had hoses. Many of us figured out how to turn the fire hydrants on. I know that there's some going, I don't even understand what that means. Well, in the city, there's nothing to do. I mean, recreation-wise, for the most part. Not entirely, but for the most part. We had so-called neighborhood pools. None of them were very close. None of them were necessarily the greatest. I mean, it was what it was. We were poor, and we lived in the city. But there were fire hydrants every street. And so kids figured out how to turn them on. The water came flying out. We played in there. We burned our feet on the asphalt and all the rest of that. Then the police would come around. The fire department would come around. They would shut the fire hydrants down. And then, I don't know how many years ago, they said, well, rather than just shut them down entirely, because it just kills the water pressure. And then, God forbid, there's a fire. And you say, well, those six idiot kids over there are responsible for this whole street going up in flames. And that's not a good look, right? So they came out with these sprinklers, and they would turn those on. So that was pretty cool. Let me share with you President Trump's post on Truth Social, and then I want to take a listen to a few things. Jason Biaris was on with Rich Herrera this morning on Richmond's Morning News. I'd like to take a listen to some of that. I'd like you to listen to it. Some may have listened to it live. Good for you. If you're not up that early or you haven't listened in a while, I would urge you to listen. I mean, really, that's what I would tell you. I would urge you to listen. But we'll listen to some of it this afternoon. And then we've got some priceless audio on the Iran situation. So here's what President Trump wrote on Truth Social. Iran has officially responded to our obliteration of their nuclear facilities with a very weak response, which we expected and have very effectively countered. There have been 14 missiles fired, 13 were knocked down, and one was, quote, set free because it was headed in a non-threatening direction. I am pleased to report that no Americans were harmed and hardly any damage was done. Most importantly, they've gotten it all out of their system, and there will hopefully be no further hate. I want to thank Iran for giving us early notice, which made it possible for no lives to be lost and nobody to be injured. Perhaps Iran can now proceed to peace and harmony in the region, and I will enthusiastically encourage Israel to do the same. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. I mean, it is written like it's a memo hanging by the water cooler, right? Hey, stop whizzing on the bathroom floor. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Yeah. All right. Let's take a listen to a few things. Let's start. Let me pull this up here, Germ. Give me one second. Blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. Doodle, doodle, doodle. Hang on. What? Oh, da, 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 da. Yeah, well, okay. All righty. Miara's audio. There we go. All right. Let us take a listen to cut number two, talking about some of these addiction numbers.
Well, this is what I first of all saying. The political arena right now, the average American, and you're right, when you talk to everyday Virginians, they live their lives so utterly completely different than what you see even in our newspapers and on our cable news networks. If you watch the cable news networks or you read the op-ed paper, you think that everybody in this world walks around with a red jersey or blue jersey, they put it on, they just yell at each other. The reality is everyday Americans don't live their life that way. Your average American works with, worships with, or neighbors with people that think differently than they think politically. And that's the beauty of democracy. I remember a wise Marine once told me that if you go to Arlington National Cemetery and you walk among those Stars of David and those crosses, there's not an R or a D next to anyone's name. And to never forget that someone who thinks very differently than you politically has given the last full measure of devotion to this remarkable country we call home. We should always be mindful of that. Now, we're going to have differences. We have huge differences in our opinions, But I will tell you one thing that I have been focused on as Attorney General is dealing with and addressing this addiction crisis that we have faced nationwide. And I think it is so critical. And I so often when I speak to groups, because statistically speaking, any time you speak to a gathering of more than 20 or 30 people, someone in that room has been touched by addiction, either they and themselves personally, or they've had a loved one that is struggling. And I love to tell them, we have a misnomer in our society that asking for help is a sign of weakness. It's not. Asking for help is one of the most beautiful, noblest things you can do. And your friends and your family will be forever grateful that you simply ask for help to beat the cycle of addiction. And the good news is, and one thing I think that is bipartisan as far as the work we've done and we've been recognized, is that Virginia is not top 20, top 10, not number 5. We're the number one state in the entire country in the drop in addiction deaths.
There you go. I love it. I love it. I really do. I think it's so vitally important with what it is that we're trying to do. It is simply, truthfully, honestly about saving some lives. Some of the leaders in this arena have been folks like Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard. You know, Carl Leonard figured out, okay, I have arrested a lot of people when I was on the street as a member of the Chesterfield County Police Department, and I've kind of turned them over. But now what? Now what happens to them? And you saw with Sheriff Leonard the establishment of that HARP program. There was a great piece in the Wall Street Journal the other day all about our beloved Chesterfield County Sheriff. If you haven't read it, I mean, we get the Wall Street Journal, so Heidi actually gave me the hard copy, and it's just great. It's just a great story, and it just talks about some of the many things that Sheriff Leonard has done. But I thought it was so touching to see a national publication like the Wall Street Journal come and visit little old Chesterfield County and talk to Sheriff Leonard and tell everybody across America about it. I was actually a couple of years back, well, 5-6 years ago, because President Trump was actually president at the time. There was an event over at the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Richmond District Office, and President Trump's then director of drug control policy, was there. A really cool guy, and I was thrilled to just be part of it, but he went to great lengths to talk about the great work that Carl Leonard had done even back then. So it's just nice to hear that, and it's nice to hear Attorney General Jason Meares. Jason, as you know, teamed up with our First Lady, Suzanne Yunkin. Right? One of these pills is too many. That's just the case. I know that there are people who look at certain drugs in certain way. Oh, that's not a big deal. This is a big deal. I've never been a drug guy, so for me, it you know, I just don't get all of it. But here's what I can tell you. As a human being, if somebody has that dependence on whatever the substance is, and it is screwing up your life, and it is the motivating factor for doing bad things and hurting the rest of us, then I got news for you. I want to help you get off that, whatever that substance is. That's all. And maybe it's selfish because I don't want you breaking into my house. I don't want you hurting my family. Or maybe there is a part of him that says, well, I do care about you. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your motivation is, so long as you're actually doing something to help. It'd be nice to have the second one. You're going, yeah, I really do want to help. But even if your motivation is simply to make sure that people are not repeating their crimes so that you're not victimized, that's okay, too. I think it's okay. So anyway, congratulations to Jason Meares for doing that throughout these past 4 years. God willing, he's going to be returned to office. And it was nice to hear some of that. If you missed Rich's conversation with the Commonwealth of Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares, what I would urge you to do is head on over to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. You can listen to the conversations in full over there. We're going to listen to some of the comments made about Iran. And some of them, it's going to give you the heads up now. There's going to be a lot of coffee sipping that goes into this because you're going to hear them. And if you have not swallowed, you're going to spit that coffee all over your laptop or your windshield, and you don't want to do that. 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.